Good afternoon. This is Akashwani, and I am Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. India to create its own foundational model of AI soon, says IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw. Election Commission asks Arvind Kejriwal to file specific and pointed reply on allegations of Yamuna poisoning. An all-party meeting ahead of budget session of Parliament underway in New Delhi. Joint Committee of Parliament on Waqf Amendment Bill submits report to Lok Sabha Speaker. Nation pays homage to Mahatma Gandhi on his 77th death anniversary. President, Vice President and Prime Minister pay floral tributes. At least 18 people killed in US after mid-air collision between a passenger aircraft and army helicopter near Washington, D.C. And in Thailand Masters Badminton Tournament, India's Kidambi Srikanth advances to men's singles quarterfinals in Bangkok. And now the news in detail. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that India will create its own foundational model of AI in the coming months. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnaw said that India's foundational model will be able to compete with the world's best model. He said a framework has been created calling for proposals to develop India's very own AI model. The minister also announced that an AI safety institution will be established. He highlighted the progress of the India AI mission, which has already far surpassed its initial graphics processing unit or GPU targets. Mr. Vaishnaw said a common compute facility with 18,693 GPUs has been launched and will be available for startups, researchers and developers in the coming days. He said India now has 15,000 high-end GPUs available. On a query on privacy concerns around DeepSeek, Mr. Vaishnaw informed that it will be hosted on Indian servers soon. He said it is the thinking of Prime Minister Narendra Modi that modern technology should be available to everyone. The Election Commission today directed the Aam Aadmi Party convener, Arvind Kejriwal, to file a specific and pointed reply to its notice related to his allegations of poisoning Yamuna River by tomorrow morning. The commission in its letter to Mr. Kejriwal has asked him to submit his reply on his comments without mixing it with an ongoing, long-standing and legally governed issue of increased levels of ammonia. The poll panel has sought to know that what kind of poison was mixed by the Haryana government in the river. Supporting evidence about quantity, nature and manner of detecting the poison which could have caused genocide. It also wanted to know the location where poison was detected as alleged, which engineers of the Delhi Jal Board have detected and what methodology was adopted. The commission, while going through Mr. Kejriwal's reply to its notice, said the response by Mr. Kejriwal is entirely silent on the statement of poisoning of River Yamuna by BJP-led Haryana government. Aam Aadmi Party today accused the BJP-led Haryana government of doing politics on the ammonia levels in the Yamuna River. Briefing media in New Delhi, AAPE national convener Arvind Kejriwal alleged that despite Chief Minister Atishi's request to Naib Singh Saini about the increasing ammonia levels in the river, no action has been taken by the Haryana Chief Minister. Meanwhile, the party today announced another set of 7 guarantees for the servants and staff ahead of the Delhi Assembly polls on 5th of February. Mr. Kejriwal promised to set up a servant registration portal for the allocation of work.
आम आदमी पार्टी की तरफ से 7 गारंटी अनाउंस कर रहा हूँ पहला सर्वेंट रजिस्ट्रेशन पोर्टल सरकारी स्टाफ पर्सनल स्टाफ कार्ड बनाया जाएगा एक सर्वेंट हॉस्टल या स्टाफ हॉस्टल बनाया जाएगा ईडब्ल्यूएस के जो दिल्ली सरकार के मकान है वो सर्वेंट या स्टाफ जो पर्सनल है उनको भी मुहैया कराए जाएंगे इनके स्वास्थ्य के लिए मोबाइल मोहल्ला क्लिनिक बनाए जाएंगे इनके काम के घंटे इनकी तनख्वाह इनकी वर्किंग कंडीशंस इसके ऊपर नियम कानून कायदे बनाए जाएंगे और इसको क्रिमिनल ऑफेंस बनाया जाएगा
द बीजेपी टुडे टुक ऑन आम आदमी पार्टी AAP accusing it of resorting to misinformation on Yamuna water and other issues. Briefing media in New Delhi today, party spokesperson Dr. Sudhanshu Trivedi said the funds that were available for the cleaning of the Yamuna were not utilized properly by the AAP-ruled Delhi government. He said to hide their incompetence, they are resorted to misinformation.
कि राजनीति को जिस निचले और छिछले स्तर पर आम आदमी पार्टी और दिल्ली के तथाकथित असली मुख्यमंत्री केजरीवाल जी ने पहुंचाया है, जब उन्होंने जमुना जी के पानी के बारे में अपनी जहरीली वाणी बोली थी, चुनाव आयोग ने जिस प्रकार से उनसे साफ साफ कहा है कि इसका सबूत दीजिए और कैसे आपने रोका था या साफ करिए, इससे एक और बात साफ हो गई कि उनका झूठ नैतिक दृष्टि तो गलत था ही, अब संवैधानिक दृष्टि से भी उनका झूठ उजागर हो गया।
Mr. Trivedi said one thing is clear in front of people of Delhi, that both parties, AAP and Congress, lie all the time, because till around 6 months ago they were giving clean chit to each other and now are exposing the corruption of each other. He said AAP was lying in liquor policy case and Congress was lying in National Herald case. Meanwhile, for the upcoming assembly elections on the 5th of next month, leaders from all major political parties have intensified their efforts to woo the voters. From rallies and roadshows to door-to-door campaigns, prominent leaders from the BJP, Aam Aadmi Party and the Congress are actively engaging with the electorate to gain support in favour of their candidates. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address public rallies in Rohini, Wazirpur, Shalimar Bagh and New Delhi Assembly constituencies. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will also hold public meetings in Delhi Cantonment and Vishwas Nagar constituencies. The Aam Aadmi Party convener will hold a roadshow at Kirari along with Samajwadi Party MP Akhilesh Yadav and address a gathering in Munduka. AAP MP Sanjay Singh will hold a roadshow at Madipur and address gatherings at Uttamnagar, Janakpuri, Dwarka and Matiala. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will be leading the party's campaign with a public meeting at the Badli Assembly constituency today. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The all-party meeting ahead of the budget session of the parliament is underway in New Delhi. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Health Minister JP Nadda, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijuju, Congress MPs Jairam Ramesh and Gaurav Gogoi, TMC MP Sudeep Bandopadhyay, Samajwadi Party MP Ram Gopal Yadav, BJD MP Susmit Patra and DMK MP TR Balu, among others, are in attendance at the meeting. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure a smooth functioning of the parliament session. The budget session will begin tomorrow with the address of President Draupadi Murmu to a joint sitting of both houses of parliament. After the president's address, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will table the economic survey. On the eve of the session today, News Services Division of Akashwani will bring a special discussion, Sansad Ke Samaksh Mudde and Issues Before Parliament. The program Sansad Ke Samaksh Mudde in Hindi can be heard on 100.1 MHz Akashwani Gold and additional frequencies from 9:30 p.m. today. Issues Before Parliament program in English can be heard at the same time on 102.6 MHz Akashwani Rainbow and additional frequencies. This program will also be available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. The Joint Parliamentary Committee on the Waqf Amendment Bill under the chairmanship of MP Jagdambika Pal submitted its report to Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla in the Parliament House today. The committee adopted a draft report on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 yesterday. The chairman of the 31-member panel, Jagdambika Pal, informed this while talking to media in New Delhi. He said the committee has adopted amendments on 14 clauses related to the bill. He highlighted that there was detailed deliberations on the bill in the last 6 months.
6 महीने के सारे डिटेल डिस्कशंस के बाद सभी सदस्यों से हमने संशोधन मांगे थे. ये हमारी अंतिम बैठक थी कि उस 44 संशोधन पे आप इस पे सहमत हैं या इस पे असहमत हैं. तो सभी सदस्यों के द्वारा, चाहे किसी पक्ष के हों, उन लोगों ने अपने संशोधन दिए थे. उसमें 14 काजेज पे या 14 संशोधनों में संशोधन स्वीकार हुआ है.
The grateful nation is paying homage to Mahatma Gandhi on his 77th death anniversary and Martyrs Day today. On the occasion, a Sarv Dharm Prarthana was organized at Rajghat, the Samadhi of Bapu in New Delhi this morning.
Ishwar Allah,
President Draupadi Murmu laid a wreath at the Samadhi of Mahatma Gandhi in the national capital. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi also paid floral tributes at the memorial of Mahatma Gandhi on the occasion. Union Ministers Rajnath Singh, Manohar Lal, Chiefs of all three services and the Chief of Defence Staff were also present on the occasion, among others. And now news from Mahakumbh 2025 underway in Prayagraj. The Uttar Pradesh government has extended the no-vehicle zone in the Mela area of Mahakumbh Prayagraj till 4th of February. The decision was taken to ensure crowd and traffic management and the safety of the devotees. Talking to Akashwani News, Additional Superintendent of Police, Traffic, Prayagraj, Anshuman Mishra said that only essential services vehicle will be allowed entry in the Mela area.
इस स्थिति में सीमित परमिसिबल वाहन जिनको परमिट दिया जा रहा है जो हमारी विशेष सेवाओं में लगे हैं इसके अतिरिक्त वाहनों के बाहर जाने को तो अनुमन्य किया जा रहा है लेकिन हम मेले में एंट्री लेने के लिए अनुमन्य इनको नहीं किया जा रहा है कोई दुर्घटना ना हो इसके दृष्टिगत ये अभी तात्कालिक निर्णय लिया गया है.
Our correspondent reports that after the incident in Sangam Ghat yesterday, which claimed 30 lives, the state government has taken several measures to ensure security of devotees. Meanwhile, State Chief Secretary Manoj Kumar Singh and DGP Prashant Kumar have reached Prayagraj to inspect the incident.
The Uttar Pradesh Chief Secretary and Director General of Police will conduct a thorough review of Mahakumbh arrangements for the next Amrit Snan scheduled for Basant Panchami on 3rd February. To streamline arrangements in the Mela area, the government has appointed Ashish Goyal, who served as the Divisional Commissioner of Prayagraj during the 2019 Kumbh, and Bhanu Goswami, the Vice Chairman of Allahabad Development Authority. Five officers at the level of Special Secretary have also been sent to Prayagraj till 12th February to assist Mela administration in arrangements. Superintendent of Police level officers will also be deployed in Mahakumbh for enhanced management and security. With Dipendra Kumar, Aman Yadav, Akashwani News, Prayagraj.
In the US, a passenger aircraft collided mid-air with a US Army Black Hawk helicopter near Reagan National Airport outside of Washington, D.C. The Federal Aviation Administration said the collision happened on approach to runway at the airport around 9 local time on Wednesday. The aircraft was on its way from Kansas to Washington, D.C. with 60 passengers and 4 crew members. The helicopter was on a training flight with 3 soldiers. According to local media reports, 18 bodies have been recovered so far. A massive emergency response is underway in Potomac River, where the passenger plane and helicopter collided. President Donald Trump said that he has been briefed on the accident and is monitoring the situation. More details are awaited. And in sports, in badminton, the World Championships medalist Kidambi Srikanth advanced to the quarterfinals of the men's singles event at the ongoing Thailand Masters Badminton Tournament in Bangkok. Srikanth, the world number 47, defeated Jason Gunawan of Hong Kong by 21-19, 21-15. Last night, Srikanth defeated Israel's Daniel Dubovenko by 21-13, 21-18. In chess, India's D. Kukesh continued his dominant run at the 2025 Tata Steel Chess Tournament in Wijkenzee, the Netherlands. He defeated Dutch Grandmaster Max Wormerdam in round 10 to maintain his lead in the Masters category last night. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India to create its own foundational model of AI soon, says IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw. Election Commission asks Arvind Kejriwal to file specific and pointed reply on allegations of Yamuna poisoning. An all-party meeting ahead of budget session of Parliament underway in New Delhi. Joint Committee of Parliament on Waqf Amendment Bill submits report to Lok Sabha Speaker. Nation pays homage to Mahatma Gandhi on his 77th death anniversary. President, Vice President and Prime Minister pay floral tributes. At least 18 people killed in US after mid-air collision between a passenger aircraft and army helicopter near Washington, D.C. And in Thailand Masters Badminton Tournament, India's Kidambi Srikanth advances to men's singles quarterfinals in Bangkok. And with that, we end the midday news.